Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Jeremy, I feel like we haven't talked enough about Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Well, we haven't discussed everything about Hollywood Studios. Maybe that's a better way of putting it, because new information continues to come out. This week, we finally saw Disney basically confirm what a lot of people have been saying was going to happen. So now it's just official, but the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame Plaza, also known as that place where the heads are,
right,
out in front of the theater, is officially going away. So it's been behind walls for, I think, about a month now, and Disney finally said, yeah, that's not going to be there anymore.
Which, I mean, like, okay, boo-hoo. I guess after they removed the Bill Cosby thing, it made me realize that, like, yeah, that's there, but also I super don't care about it.
I don't disagree with you, but
it just makes it makes absolutely no difference to me if that's in Hollywood Studios or not.
Well,
you
but I feel like it does. So to me, I think it makes a difference because it has something to do with the real Hollywood, you know, kind of like the handprints at the theater have something, you know, have a tie back to actual Hollywood. And these are actual Hollywood actors. And so we're reminding you that this is, you know, dealing with the studios. And now one more chunk of this is Disney's Hollywood Studios, I feel like, is gone.
Right. So you'd said earlier in the week, you know, this is just further solidifies your thought that they're going to change the name when Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land are finished.
Right. Basically, once they get everything going, I think the name change won't be far behind.
So while I agree with you that is the right time to announce the name change, I still don't know what's better than Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't know that there is a better name. Well, let me rephrase that. There's not a better name that I can think of, but I also don't. So you still have the Chinese Theater. You still have the entrance and essentially the right side of the park. That all
well, and
still,
also Toy Story and Star Wars are movies.
They are, but I don't know though. Does that fall into the studios aspect? Like, what part of Disney's Hollywood Studios has anything to do with studios after Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land come to pass?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, nothing. I don't think it has anything to do with studios now.
I would agree with that, but I feel like ever since
it quit being a studio.
Well, okay, yeah. So definitely when it quit being a studio, it started on its downhill trend. But I mean, at least you were walking through areas with sound stages, and you know the Streets of America was, you know, this is a set that you could use on a movie, and that, you know, you had like the backstage feel of the, you know, of like where the backstage diner and all that kind of stuff was. So I feel like you had aspects of a studio that existed within the park, and those are just not there anymore. And again, I agree with you that this in and of itself isn't a big thing, but I think it's one more thing that says we're distancing ourselves from that aspect. And the idea that they're continuing to distance themselves, you know, we've talked about the rumor that the Great Movie Ride will be going away after, what, 20, is it 2017 or 2018 when that expires?
Yeah, whenever the Turner Classic Movies sponsorship goes away.
Right, and again, that's still just I think that's still just a rumor at this point. I haven't heard anything official about it. But, you know, you see this going away, you see that changing, potentially, and it starts to make me wonder if the entire Hollywood aspect could even be going away. Because at this point, only half the park is going to be devoted to Hollywood anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, Star Wars and Toy Story are movie franchises, but they're not inherently Hollywood. Whereas, you know, the entrance into the park and, you know, sunset and all that, that's all Hollywood.
Right. Well, and the Hollywood Tower Hotel, I guess, is supposed to be a hotel that is in the city of Hollywood. But like Rock and Roller Coaster, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with Hollywood Studios.
No, and neither does Fantasmic, or, right, you know, neither does the Beauty and the Beast stage show.
So I don't, I guess to kind of try to see your side of this, the word Hollywood, I don't feel like is the problem. I feel like it's the word studios.
Yes, yes. I'll give you, yeah, I definitely think that's the larger issue. Because none of that stuff has anything to do with studios.
Right. But, like, calling it Hollywood Land, that would not be good. You've got the Magic Kingdom, which kind of stands on its own. Like, that, the naming of the Magic Kingdom doesn't really jibe with the other three, or I guess other five parks. But if we're just talking about non-water parks, you've got Disney's Animal Kingdom, Disney's Hollywood Studios, then Epcot. But Epcot is also kind of a stands on its own, mean used to mean something, but doesn't really anymore.
Right. Well, and those other things are so generic that I feel like you needed Disney's on the beginning of them to keep them from being, you know, associated with Bob's Animal Kingdom over in, you know, Tucson or something.
So, but would they drop the Disney's from Hollywood Studios?
I think it depends on whatever name they pick next. I don't think so from a branding perspective at this point. Like I said, I think more that the studios will drop and or be replaced with something. And now my thought is, is the Hollywood aspect going to go away? Because here's the other thing that neither one of us wants to talk about. What happens when Guardians goes gangbusters over at DCA?
I doubt. Just because of the complexities and the big differences of the Tower of Terror in Orlando, that they would change it. I think it's popular enough, and it's actually, you know, got that kind of 3D move forward through the hotel kind of thing that I don't think it needs a retheme the way that the California Adventure one did.
Well, and for right now, with the whole Universal situation, I don't think that's going to happen for now. But at some point, Disney's going to work this out and is going to be going, where are we putting Marvel in our parks?
Oh my gosh! This, speaking of Marvel, I saw today a video of a parade, I guess, but it was some person was trying to cross the street at Universal Studios right as, like, all of the Avengers drive up on those, like, three-wheeled, you know, two wheels in the front, one in the back kind of things you see.
Okay.
And it was, like, the most, like, overdramatic, dumb thing. And I was just sitting there going, man, I bet this kills Disney. That these are their characters. And they own them. And they're being used. I mean, it was just corny, and like Captain America was standing up on his little, you know, backwards tricycle thing with his hands on his hips, you know, chest puffed out real big. Like, oh, I was just, I can see, you know, Bob Iger or Joe Rohde seeing that video and just like putting their head in their hands and saying, I can't believe somebody is allowed to do this to our IP.
I don't know. I feel like if Disney incorporated Marvel characters into their parades and stuff, or even, you know, meet and greets, it wouldn't surprise me for Disney's rendition of those characters to be just as corny and over the top. I will say that I haven't seen the video, but from your description, the idea that they would go totally over the top is completely jives with what I would expect to see from anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. It
saddened you when you saw that and you went, it's not Disney.
But if Disney did it, they'd be doing it with their own stuff. You know, I think that's the thing that would hurt them, is that it's not them. You know, if they decide Captain America is going to talk like this and he's going to, you know, be, you know, like, and just be this big booming guy, which is not who he is in the movies, but if they chose that he was going to be that way, you know, that's their prerogative. That's their thing. They can do that. But the fact that it's happening elsewhere, the whole IP, you know, thing where Universal has the rights to the characters in the parks, but Disney owns the company, and, you know, Fox owns Spider-Man, you know, or whatever, and it's just all of this crazy stuff with Marvel characters, and Disney is so good at managing what they own, you know, and managing their characters and their IP. And Marvel was so mismanaged for so long that I really think it frustrates Disney to have to, like, pick these pieces up and wait, you know, wait for all of these contracts to run out and sit there and try to figure out how to reclaim all of these characters.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. But again, once those characters are reclaimed, where are they going to go? And if, say, you already had a big attraction that that you could put together relatively quickly as a start. So if you were to retheme the Hollywood Tower Hotel into the Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, whatever all that stuff is called, I feel like Rock and Roller Coaster is a pretty easy retheme. And suddenly you've got the beginnings of the, then you have Star Wars, Toy Story, and Marvel as the three things in your park. And some part of me just wonders if that's not what Disney's already thinking about doing with Hollywood Studios.
When you say it that way, that makes sense. You know, if you just took Sunset Boulevard and themed it Marvel, you know, removed all the merch shops and stuff and tore those buildings down and got rid of the, you know, Fantasmic Theater, got rid of the Beauty and the Beast Theater, rethemed Rock and Roller Coaster and rethemed Tower of Terror, I mean, that would give you a lot of room to build attractions. To make that side of the park Marvel, then you've got the Chinese Theater with Toy Story Land behind it, and then over, you know, to the left of that is Star Wars Land. That does kind of make sense, and it kind of makes a flow, and you've still got room, you know, if you get rid of the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, you could even make that area flow into the current Hollywood Boulevard and have that kind of be a merch area, Main Street type area with some more restaurants and stuff like that, and that would kind of be its own little spot too, and then you'd have almost a Magic Kingdom like separation,
right, where you'd have Main Street and then you'd have that would then go off into your three lands,
right,
essentially, that you would have over at Hollywood Studios. But again, the problem is when that becomes what your park is the name of that park in any way, shape, or form Disney's Hollywood Studios? And I don't think it is.
Yeah.
This is all just our conjecture.
Right. Speculation.
Yeah. I've heard people saying that it's going to change. I've heard people say it's going to stay the same. And this is why I tend to lean towards those who are saying it's going away, because even before that happens, and even if that never happens, we are essentially moving to a park where 40% of it is now devoted to Hollywood and 60% of it is devoted to two film franchises.
Yeah. Well, and I can see the argument that it's going to stay the same, because if you look at Disneyland and Star Wars Land is just going in as a add-on, and yeah, their Tower of Terror is Guardians of the Galaxy themed. But they also have a park that is just themed to California. They have a lot less legacy that they're breaking when they take the Tower of Terror and change it to Guardians of the Galaxy. I wonder if those changes, like changing Rock and Roller Coaster and changing the Tower of Terror, and, you know, all the things that I said, which is my speculation of what they might do. But if they were to go that far, would that be too much? You know, would that... Because that would break the story of that entire park completely.
Right, which is why you write a new story. And Disney, you know... And I see your point about Disneyland.
But
and
have
California.
They ever done that?
Have
they ever taken a park and completely just destroyed the legacy of it and rewritten it to be something different?
I don't... I don't know about that.
I mean, that's like if they took Disney's California Adventure and said, okay, this is Disney's Florida Adventure now. You know, yes. We're going to give people in Anaheim a taste of Florida. And everything was themed to oranges and nightclubs. I don't know. But
we now know Jeremy's impression of Florida is nightclubs and oranges.
And heat. Everything's themed to oranges and heat.
No, no, no. You're not backing out of nightclubs, dude. So you're saying they're bringing back Pleasure Island over at Disney's California?
Geez.
Dude, people are going to be all over that. But yes, I see your point, but I feel like that's what they're doing already. Because when you look at Disneyland and they're getting Star Wars Land, and you look at California Adventure, and at least we know that Hollywood that the tower is changing, but that could be indicative of a Marvel change coming to that park as well, I think. But in both those cases, so California Adventure, you're talking about changing one section of that park.
Right.
And that park still has many sections that are all devoted to California.
True.
And at Disneyland, you're not even changing a section, you're adding a section on. But by the same argument, if you were to take Disneyland and let's say that you were to bulldoze Frontierland and Adventureland and Tomorrowland, and Fantasyland is still here, but we've changed all these other lands to totally unrelated things. And again, when you have a wide open name like Disneyland, it's a little bit easier to make everything fit under that banner as well, I think. But at that point, so much of it has changed. Has the story for the park not changed either way? You know?
Yeah.
And again, I think that they are painted into a bit more of a corner with a name like Disney's Hollywood Studios.
So I think a name change is a lot more easy to swallow than removing what are basically, for now anyway, the two reasons people come to that park. You know, Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster aren't just attractions in the way that Tower of Terror in California Adventure is. You know, California Adventure's got Radiator Springs Racers, it's got Mickey's Fun Wheel, California Screamin', Soarin'. It's got so many other attractions that people love, and theming and things to do and places to eat. Cars Land is a whole thing. You know, you can spend a lot of time in Cars Land. Hollywood Studios, even before all of this construction started, had Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Star Tours.
And Toy Story Midway Mania,
yes, obviously. But that's still going to be there in Toy Story Land.
Right, but those things, if they are to change, wouldn't change, I don't think, until after Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land are complete. I don't think the entire park goes into construction all at once.
No.
But
obviously.
But once Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land are completed, then maybe there are enough e-ticket attractions to afford to take one of those two over and then transform. And again, all of that is very dependent upon the contracts that they have with Universal right now.
Right.
Before they can do any of that anyway.
But what I'm saying is, your example of them bulldozing Tomorrowland and Adventureland and Frontierland and replacing them with something else, you know, being the same as maybe getting or retheming Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, I think it's more like if they took, if at Disneyland or in the Magic Kingdom, they took the castle out of the middle of the park and replaced it with another weenie. If they put a skyscraper or something and said, it's not the Magic Kingdom anymore. You know, because Tower of Terror is the weenie for Hollywood Studios at this point. So I think
yeah, because they would never take a weenie out of Hollywood Studios. Hashtag RIP Earful Tower.
And RIP the hat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a little more, and the hat and the Earful Tower, those were both great. But they were not attractions, and they were not a draw. No, I don't think anybody went to Disney's Hollywood Studios to see that hat or no,
but
to...
But everybody came to see the Eiffel Tower until it was gone.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Brad. It's very clear that you're very upset.
But again, once the if the park is completed and they change the concept of the park, can there not be a new... Who's to say they're not building a new weenie right now?
I totally can see where you're coming from. I just think that it's more Tower of Terror in Florida is much more important than Tower of Terror in California.
Agreed.
And I think it's while it's possible that if Guardians of the Galaxy is very, very popular, that they would, you know, look at making that a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. Or I think it makes total sense that once all that contractual garbage is worked out and they have the Marvel characters, I think it makes a lot of sense to section that park off, you know, and make that a Marvel area. But I don't think it's as easy or I don't think it's as simple as calling that just an attraction retheme, because of how that attraction has, one, been portrayed by WDI, and two, been received by guests. You know, that attraction has become something that I don't think could just go away.
But they took away 20,000 leagues.
The submarines?
Yeah, that was rethemed.
Well, sure, but it wasn't.
Or completely removed if you're at Walt Disney World.
That wasn't on the level of Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if they took out Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, that's like them going in and taking out Mickey's PhilharMagic. It's an attraction. It's something that a lot of people like. But for them to remove Tower of Terror, you know, by retheming it, to where it is not the Hollywood Tower Hotel anymore, that would be like them removing Splash Mountain. You know, them going in and pulling something out of a park that is that park's, or that is part of that park's identity. You know, maybe it's not as drastic as pulling out the castle, but pulling out basically the identity of that park. And I don't think anybody would be real, real upset if the Tomorrowland Speedway was removed. There would be a lot of people who didn't like it and they would be complaining. But if they removed Tomorrowland Speedway and replaced it with something or rethemed it.
But aren't we both just kind of going along with the whole concept that when the TCM contract runs out, it is very, I think we both kind of discussed that it's pretty likely that Great Movie Ride could go away. And I mean, essentially Great Movie Ride, I feel like, is in what should be the weenie of Disney's Hollywood Studios. Not that I don't love the Tower of Terror, but just based on location, that feels like it should be the weenie of that park.
It certainly fits into the largest or first thing that you see when you enter a park.
Right. And I think it's because of the, I feel like it was, you know, some of the, you know, we've all heard the stories over the years of, you know, the Chinese theater didn't want them using it and there were stipulations on how they could use it and how much of that is legit and how much of it is internet, you know, rumor is somebody else's to sort out. Cause I'm not figuring it out right now, but you know, that's to me is a huge change, but it's something that they're willing to do. But again, taking that off the table, taking that entire, let's pretend like that entire side of the park is going to stay just like it is. You have, again, 60% of the park that suddenly changes its focus completely away from Hollywood and completely away from studios. And does it really make sense for that still be the name for that park? Especially when with the changes that are being made to the park, really no significant vestiges of the studio aspect are really going to remain.
I think that for one, they can leave the name as Hollywood Studios and nobody will care. You know, because I don't think anybody, one, I don't think anybody really knows that that used to be a studio where they worked on films. You know, I just think, like, it's just a name in the way that, like, nobody's going to care that Animal Kingdom has Avatar in it, you know, and that is not really within the current bounds of what that park does. you know, it's got Hollywood. People go Hollywood, movies, Toy Story, fine. Star Wars, fine, great, you know. I think Hollywood Studios sounds a lot better than Hollywood Land or Walt Disney's, you know, movie area, movie park.
Disney's Movie Land.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I could get behind Movie Land or Hollywood Land, but I think Hollywood Studios just sounds better. Although you would get the Disney, you know, take a word, add land to the end of it, and make it just one big word thing.
That's right.
You know, because Adventureland is all one word. Frontierland is all one word.
Movie Park Land.
Right. Well, then you get into Universal, you know.
Yeah.
Type naming.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't say the islands of movies.
Yeah. But, like, then, you know, like, Animal Kingdom, if they're going to go to all that trouble of renaming Hollywood Studios, I mean, Animal Kingdom is really changing. You know, Pandora is adding a very large area to the park that
right,
has nothing to do with animals.
But, again, it's adding a very large area. It is not replacing... I mean, it replaces the gosh, what was that? Camp Minnie Mickey out there?
Yeah.
But Camp Minnie Mickey was such a small area of the overall footprint of that park. Again, to me, that is the crux of the they will change the name of that park. Is it's not that they're putting in all this new stuff. It's that they're putting in all this new stuff and taking out all of this old stuff that really tied into what was the theme of the park previously.
Mm. Okay.
To me, your best argument is it doesn't matter, and so they won't bother changing it. And to me sounds like the best reason that Disney would choose to not do something is the guests won't care, and we can save money by not having to come up with a new name. But again, if you don't have a new name, how are you going to sell all that sweet, sweet new merchandise, you know?
There's the merchandise. Had to come in somewhere.
Hey. gotta get those merch dollars, man. You gotta get those merch dollars.
Well, hey, that topic that we thought was going to take 15 minutes...
has now taken our entire show.
So that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day. We'll be right back.